Is Phoenix the next Silicon Valley? It's a question that's being asked a lot lately as more Bay Area startups are putting down roots in the Valley of the Sun, where rents are cheap and wages are too. But with a sometimes divisive national reputation and some controversial policies, will the state's socially conservative politics stop us from becoming the entrepreneurial mecca we could be? That's the question the show's Lauren Gilger brought to a few leaders in the tech world here. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Steve.
And so, Lauren, this is the point that's been raised in many of these articles, places like the New York Times, about Silicon Valley companies that are moving here. Is there any truth to it?
So that depends on who you talk to. First, I talked to Steve Zylstra. He's the president of the Arizona Tech Council, the trade association here. And he told me they've done some studies and surveys on this, actually, and there's a difference between how this affects individual employees and entire companies.
Our member companies are not having a hard time attracting talent here. This is a terrific place to live and to work. It's a relatively low-cost, quality-of-life standard of living. And we're able to own homes, and you're not able to do that in places anymore like Boston and Silicon Valley. Now, economic developers will tell you that when they're trying to attract an entire company, these kinds of political positions can really inhibit their ability to do that.
So he thinks companies care about politics.
Well, he says they care about policies and how those policies can affect their company.
I do think that policies like Senate Bill 1070, later on Senate Bill 1062, which dealt with religious freedom, can have a negative impact on the impression people have of Arizona across the U.S. and globally, and that's a detriment to the folks that are working hard to attract people, the workforce, and company here to Arizona.
But overall, Zylstra really thinks that the stars are aligning for tech companies here in the Valley. He says we have a really pro-business governor, we have a corporate tax situation that's great for business, and when I asked him if we are on our way to becoming the next big hub for entrepreneurship in the country, here's what he said.
I do. I equate it to sort of a tipping point, and I think the fact that Apple made such a strategic move here, taking over that sapphire glass factory and turning it into a global command center for all of its data centers around the world. It's making a $2 billion investment. I believe that that is an indication for me that we've made it. And I think that the current governor also gets this new economy, if you will. You may have noticed that he's been a strong supporter of Airbnb and Uber and Lyft, and I'm sure that sends a positive message to people who are looking to move here to Arizona.
So is it all about Arizona being business-friendly politically?
Not necessarily. I also talked to Hamid Chojaei. He's the founder of Axosoft, a software company here in the Valley, and he's also been really involved in building up the startup community here for a long time, and he thinks there's a lot of excitement driving the industry now. He says if you compare Silicon Valley to Arizona, there are so many benefits to life here in Arizona that it's definitely the place for him. But when I asked him if Arizona has an image problem, here's what he said.
It's true. So it's mostly like the stuff that we make it to the news for. Arizona is an awesome place, but when the national debate is that Arizona wants to kick out immigrants or stop them without any reason and prove that they're legal residents, those type of conversations are not helpful. So the ways in which that can hinder us is that if a Silicon Valley-based company finds a company in Arizona interesting and wants to potentially purchase it, they might think twice about having a location in Arizona.
So do you get reactions from people like in Silicon Valley when you go every month or so to do networking stuff? Do people say, what are you doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. I get that all the time. And that's really frustrating because I'm like, Arizona is the best place to be, you know?
So do you think growing this industry here, though, and like the progress that you've made as an entrepreneur and as a community of entrepreneurs here is countering that, though, is fighting that image?
Yeah, because first of all, as a tech company, especially as a software company, when you build a software product, your product can immediately be sold internationally, right? So one of my first customers for Axosoft, when I started charging for that product, was from Germany. Like my first order came from Germany. So immediately you're building this sort of international company when you're in tech, in a lot of senses. And And it makes you have a different perspective on things. It makes you embrace differences. And I think that the more we have success with tech companies flourishing in Arizona, the more people that would have to embrace that diversity and move us in the right direction.
That was the show's Lauren Gilger speaking with Valley entrepreneur Hamid Shojaei about the rising tech industry in Arizona.